We go first to Canberra this lunchtime, where the federal opposition is attempting to trump the federal government on mental health by promising to spend $1.5 billion in the area over 4 years if it wins government. The promise comes amid strident criticism of the government for not doing enough on mental health. Labor increased funding for some services in the budget, but the head of the government's advisory council on mental health resigned in protest at the lack of focus on the area, saying it was clear there was no vision or commitment to mental health. The Coalition's health spokesman, Peter Dutton, joins us now. And to speak to him, our chief political correspondent, Lyndall Curtis.
Peter Dutton, welcome to The World Today.
Thanks, Lyndall.
You're promising to spend money on early psychosis prevention and intervention centres, youth headspace centres and subacute and acute hospital beds. They're all areas where the government has funded it to some extent, but how much more are you proposing to spend?
We're proposing to spend $1.5 billion. It's an investment that is second only to the investment made by Tony Abbott when he was Health Minister of $1.9 billion in mental health. Those figures don't mean much to people. Let me put it this way. 250,000 young Australians will have access to new services. So mums and dads with kids who are suffering from depression or who are addicted to drugs or have other substance abuse problems at the moment have nowhere to turn. This will revolutionise the space, and by providing an extra 60 headspace sites around the country and an extra 20 early psychosis intervention centres, it will really change the space and provide parents and young people in particular with great support.
The government is proposing an extra 30 headspace centres and says that will help an extra 20,000 people. You're proposing another 30 on top of that and say it will help 250,000 people. Why the discrepancy between the two figures? Do you believe your figures are right?
Well, our figures are based on a lot of consultation that we've conducted with people like Pat McGorry. We've obviously watched very closely what John Mendoza has had to say. He's a world-leading expert in mental health and, as you said in your introduction, resigned in disgust at the inaction by the Rudd government. So I think when you look at the way in which these investments can really make a difference to young people's lives, when we know that one in five people in our country aged between 16 and 85 experienced mental disorders in the previous 12 months, it really is a significant issue. We have to mainstream mental health and we have to make a greater investment, and that's what the Coalition's doing. We're not about putting more layers of bureaucracy in place, which is what Ms. Gallard and Ms. Roxon are proposing. We're about putting more beds in place, and I think it will make a huge difference to the future of our country.
But the government says the additional 30 headspace centres it's funding will help 20,000 extra people. You're saying the extra 60 that you'll fund will help 250,000 people. That seems a dramatically higher figure than what the government says would be the case.
There are a couple of points here, Linda. One of the criticisms that Mr. Mendoza and Professor McGorry, the Australian of the Year, have made of Ms. Roxon's investment into headspace is that they've been chronically underfunded. We will increase funding, not just for the new 60 sites, but importantly for the 30 that exist. In addition to that, we'll have 800 mental health beds, which will be made up of 20 acute and 20 subacute beds, in conjunction with each of a further 20 early psychosis intervention centres. Now, that is direct action. It's not more bureaucrats. We have pulled money out of the bureaucratic layers proposed by the Labor government, and we have put it into direct action. And that's a plan that people can understand. It will have a direct positive impact on people's lives. And if I can put it this way, whilst Ms. Gillard's locked up behind closed doors sorting out the latest mess of her government, we're out there proposing real plans to help Australians. And if we get elected, this is exactly the first step that we're going to make.
Have you rolled in the spending that the government has proposed into your spending, or is your proposals on top of what the government is already prepared to fund?
Well, the 800 mental health beds, an investment of about $832 million, is over and above. There's a small rollover of money that the government proposed in the most recent budget. But don't forget that the reason that John Mendoza and others were disgusted wasn't just because they thought that the government had lost its direction or had no vision. It was because in the most recent budget, the government actually tried to pull money out of mental health. Now, what I suggest to the Australian public is we have tens of thousands of young people who turn up to emergency departments each year. Many of them are turned away that have a mental health condition because the services just aren't available. Now, this is one practical way, a significant way, that we're going to relieve pressure on our public hospital emergency departments. We're going to relieve pressure on our beds so that we can get more elective surgery undertaken. Contrast that to Ms. Gillard and Ms. Roxon's proposal to have another five layers of bureaucracy. And I think people start to understand why it is this is a government that can't deliver because they don't have practical ideas and solutions to an alternate government that has real ways of fixing up our health system.
You say you're pulling money out of bureaucracy, out of the bureaucracy which would help set up activity-based funding and remodel divisions of general practice, and you say that work can be done within the existing health department budget. But is there any concern at all that the health department having to soak up that cut in funding would be actually squeezed too far?
No, we will make sure that the necessary resources are there for the department, but we aren't going to increase numbers. There's approximately 4,000 people in the federal department. None of them run a hospital or are involved in patient care directly. They're good at administering contracts. They're a very good department, but we just don't believe, as Ms. Gillard does, that we should have extra bureaucracy in our health system. As I've moved around the country, as Tony Abbott has, no doctor, no nurse, no allied health professional is saying to us, we need more bureaucrats in the system. And essentially, that's why the government hasn't been able to claim that their so-called health reform is going to improve patient outcomes, because people just don't understand what it is that this new layer of bureaucracy is going to mean in our hospitals. Well, this $1.5 billion announcement today by Tony Abbott will see positive outcomes from day one, not just by relieving pressure from public hospitals, but most importantly, by providing more appropriate care to people and families that just weren't able to get it. In the last 2.5 years, there's been a massive frustration for anybody working in the mental health space, and I hope that they see that the Coalition is serious about fixing their health system.
Finally, Mr. Dutton, Mr. Abbott earlier announced this year that the Coalition government would introduce local hospital boards to run hospitals in New South Wales and Queensland. Last week, he issued an action contract repeating the commitments on boards, but not saying they would be confined to those two states. Do you intend to roll out local hospital boards nationally?
We'll be having more to say about our health system as we go forward. Our policy will be of direct action in our health system.
So that it could be hospital boards nationally?
Well, we see the guiding principle as this, and this is based on listening to doctors and nurses. We want doctors and nurses further involved and properly involved in decisions in hospitals, and we want to directly fund that money into hospitals. Now, we say that we'll make more announcements about what should happen around the rest of the country in the run-up to the election, but it should be a clear indication that our plan is to directly fund, bypass the bureaucrats, stop the money being skimmed off by these incompetent and corrupt Labor state governments, get the money to the front line so that patients can be seen, we can get better outcomes. Under Mr. Rudd's proposal, now Ms. Gillard's proposal, she's actually proposing to exclude doctors and nurses from local decision-making, which is insane. We'll make further announcements, but that's the gist, and people can understand that we are going to make a positive difference.
Mr. Dutton, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That's the Coalition's health spokesman, Peter Dutton, speaking to our chief political correspondent, Lyndall Curtis.